Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
Hey, are you wearing polo?
Yeah, I am.
Are we wearing polo?
Are we wearing the same brand?
This never happens.
It's almost the same shirt. I just need a button up.
You know how many polos I have?
How many?
One.
Are you serious?
It's this one.
And you just so happen to be wearing that one?
It was weird, man, because like, I don't know. I go through these weird deals where I'm like, oh, I think I should maybe wear a collar today. And I won't wear one for, you know, months. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, maybe I should try to dress up a little bit more.
I never like wearing those type of button-ups because they always fit weird on my arm. Okay. My arm is small. Okay.
Really? We get that.
Yes, believe it or not. And it just doesn't fit me right. So I always feel weird wearing those type of shirts.
Why is that? Because it's up too high.
It's sometimes the sleeve goes down to like your elbow. Sometimes it goes up too high. It never really fits my arm correctly.
Right.
You know how this kind of fits me better?
Yeah, it does.
Those just never really.
I'm saying it does. I'm agreeing with you.
I can hear the sarcasm.
So I do want to mention last night we went to the Northeast Arkansas District Fair.
Hey.
And I was standing in line to ride the Moby Dick. And as I stood there in line to ride the Moby Dick with my wife and son, a young man turns around and he's like, "Hey, Brandon Baxter, I listen to your show. What about what David was wearing this morning at the tanning place?" I'm like, "What did you think of it?" He's like, "It was awful, man. You could see his belly."
Oh, my gosh.
So if you missed it, David, he ended up wearing a girl's crop top sleeveless shirt.
Can we just pull the curtain back here for a second? You're the one who picked that shirt out for me.
Not true.
Yes, it is.
No.
You gave me three options, and the one that the people picked was a shirt that you picked. So essentially, you dressed me.
Kind of. You might have kind of gotten tricked into holding those up because I kind of might have said that, "Hey, hold those up so I can send those to my wife and see which one she likes."
I swear I'm never doing you a favor ever again.
But it was funny because we're standing there in line and he's like, "Man, David's funny. He's willing to do anything."
Man, that's awesome. I appreciate that. Dude at the fair.
I can never escape. He was from Truman. He's 18.
Yeah, what's happening, Truman?
There you go. Thanks, David. Appreciate that.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so today is Thursday, September the 20th of 2018, and it's day number 4 of the Northeast Arkansas District Fair. So tonight is the first armband night of the week. If you buy an armband for $15, you get unlimited rides from 4 until 7.
And President Donald Trump surveyed the damage in North Carolina yesterday. Trump praised the work of FEMA, the Coast Guard, and law enforcement, saying they saved so many lives since a storm made landfall on Friday.
And the NFL is back on TV tonight. It's Thursday Night Football with the New York Jets taking on the Cleveland Browns. Kickoff is set for 7:20 on the NFL Network. And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So you like video games, right?
Yeah, of course.
Would you call yourself a gamer?
Maybe not as big as what I used to be, but yes, I like playing video games.
Because my son says that when he grows up, he wants to be a gamer.
That could be a job nowadays.
And how ridiculous is that?
I know, you could be making good money with that too, like six figures, man, it's insane.
Can they really make that much?
Yeah, I bet that ninja guy, like the big streamer who did that deal with Drake a couple of months ago, where he got like $5,000 for playing Fortnite, I bet he makes over $1 million.
Really?
Yeah.
Playing video games.
Playing video games and streaming it.
That's crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, you think about what video games look like now, right? And they're so advanced. You can do so many different things. Like, there's 100 people playing Fortnite in one battle royale, right?
Yeah.
There's 100 people, and there's how many of those things going on? So millions of people across the world are playing these. And I go back to, like, my first video game system, which I remember having the Atari. And the Atari had that stick that came out of it. It was like a stick and a button.
Yeah, and that's all
you
had.
It's like a joystick.
Uh-huh.
It was almost like an arcade, but it was the Atari, and it was a home deal, and it was like, you know.
The arcade for your home.
Did you ever have that?
I never had the Atari. The earliest one I had was the original Nintendo Entertainment System, so the NES from way back.
Oh, you did have that?
Yeah, I had that because it was like given to me by my grandparents or something like that. So every time I went to Nana's house, that's what I played.
Right, and then we had the Super Nintendo.
I had that.
We had Sega Genesis.
I never had that one. I upgraded to the Nintendo 64, and man, I put some hours in that thing.
We had that. There was something at one point called a GameCube. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah. I had the Nintendo GameCube. That came up after the N64. I had that one too.
So I had GameCube, but it was only because there was one wrestling game that you couldn't get on any other platform. So I bought the whole console for one game.
People do that though.
But now they're going to put out a deal coming out for the holidays called the PlayStation Classic. So basically, it's going to look like the 1994 PlayStation, the original one. It's going to be a little bit smaller, and it's going to be preloaded with like 20 games.
Dude, that, bravo.
You like that idea?
That's awesome.
And the price is only $99.
So you're essentially paying for a whole system and 20 games, and it's like what, $5 a game almost or something like that?
I mean, a complete and total throwback.
Yeah, dude, that's pretty awesome.
So that's coming out for Christmas. It's holiday season.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I'll give a little full disclosure this morning. I'm a little bit tired this morning because we had the vision of going to the fair last night and being home early. Well, guess what happens? You try to get an almost 9-year-old to leave the fair.
Did they have to like physically kick you out? Like, hey, we're shutting down these rides over here, man. You got to go.
There were rides that were legitimately shut down.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and he's like, I want to do the big swing. I'm like, they're closed, Kai. The Scrambler, closed, Kai. We got to go, Kai.
Well, it was crazy night last night because it was Dollar Day.
Yeah.
Lots of people out there.
Yeah, and I rode rides. And I went there, and I did this last year, too, where I'm kind of like, oh, I'm not riding any rides. I'm not doing it this year. And then I end up riding rides.
But yeah, you ride every single ride.
Yeah, because, you know, mom's not going to ride all the rides. So. It was fun out there last night. Again, people were talking about you and your little crop top.
Man, that's cool.
If you haven't seen David and his crop top, what is it, Real Women Love Football or something like that?
Yeah. Jeez.
Go check it out. My Instagram has it, Brandon on KFIN. And David has some unique photos up as well.
Yeah, I swear in that first picture, I'm not 9 foot tall, even though angles are weird. David on KFIN if you want to go check it out.
Yep.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got you gossip.
And we got you gossip on the Super Bowl, which sounds kind of weird because the football season just kicked off a couple of weeks ago. But the Super Bowl halftime show is already announced.
Really?
And dude, we've had some great ones over the past couple of years. Justin Timberlake, we've had Beyonce, we've had Bruno Mars, we've had so many great acts. But this one made me so excited. Maroon 5 will be doing the Super Bowl in February of 2019.
This will be my wife's favorite Super Bowl of all time.
And legit, it might be mine, too.
Yeah, they're good right now. And this song, the song Girls Like You. Dude, that's... I'll date myself. That's a jam.
A jam?
I like that song.
No, but she, Cardi B will actually be there as a special guest. Travis Scott as well. So they're kind of mixing in some different acts with Maroon 5 to be at the Super Bowl in 2019.
It's a big deal. So got your gossip on the Kardashians. The first story comes out that Khloe Kardashian is ready to move back to Cleveland with Tristan Thompson. That's where he plays basketball. So she's ready to leave Los Angeles and go back. Man. That's one story. Another story says that Kanye West has purchased property in Chicago. That's where he's from. And he wants to go back to Chicago. But guess who doesn't want to go to Chicago and live in Chicago? Kim Kardashian.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't want to live there. So people are speculating, what does that mean for them? Are they going to live separately for part of the year? We know Kanye has a place, but Kim K doesn't want to go to Chicago.
All right, we got your gossip on Avril Lavigne. And y'all, she's back with some new music. But remember what she had back in the day? She was red hot for a long time.
Oh, yeah. I like her. That was a big hit. I played that when I was down the hall. And see if you remember the first one. This was a big one, too.
Yep.
All right, so what's up with Avril?
Okay, so she has a new song out today that's basically over her life when she got Lyme disease. That's why she kind of disappeared for a minute. And she said she nearly died, and she was laying in bed one night and just said that she wants to keep her head above water. She was praying and said, keep my head above water. And then she said the lyrics started to flood in. And now she's come out with a song called Head Above Water. And here's what it sounds like.
God, keep my head above water. Don't let me drown. It gets harder. I'll meet you there at the altar as I fall down to my knees. Don't let me drown, drown, drown. Don't let me drown.
I like it.
That's pretty neat. I'm going to ask you a question on Avril Lavigne.
Mm-hmm.
Name the rock star that she was married to.
Oh, it was Chad Kroeger, right?
Hey, that is correct, David. That was a kind of a surprise relationship, too. I was like, what?
That kind of threw everybody off. I remember when that happened, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do.
Kind of strange vibe there.
But anyway, if you want to go check out that video from Avril Lavigne, you can at the BBITN blog at kfin.com. KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We have tickets to go see Justin Moore. He's going to be playing at the Lander Center in South Haven. That's coming up next week.
Dang, that's wild. That's like right here.
It's actually, I believe, let me look. I think it's 1 week from today. It is 1 week from today. So if you want to go see Justin Moore, we have tickets to win as we go throughout the show this morning. Keep your radio on KFine, and we could very well be hooking you up.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Brandon, have you been going to Florida lately?
Well, it's been a minute since I've been to Florida, David.
Well, particularly Stuart, Florida.
You know, I don't think I've ever been to Stuart, Florida. What makes you think I would go there?
Well, reading the story, I thought you would, because a lot of people in Stuart, Florida have been complaining about this guy who's been walking around naked.
Oh.
Yeah. But here is the deal. It's a neighbor. The guy lives in this house, but he does all of his chores outside completely in the buff.
Well, you have an uncle who lives in a nudist colony.
That's very true, and I've looked to make sure, and it's not him.
Okay.
Yes, it is not him. That is confirmed. He lives in a nudist colony.
Right, so it's fine to be in your front yard with no clothes on there.
Actually, believe it or not, it's legal.
Where?
In Stuart, Florida.
No, it's not.
It is legal.
That's not legal.
Because here's the thing. He's staying in his yard. He's minding his own business. But there's some kind of certain law out there where they've called police multiple times saying, hey, there's some naked guy, like, washing his car, and
right.
I don't want to see that, taking out his trash in the buff.
Right.
But when police come out, they can't do anything about it because there's a certain law in Florida where you can, I guess, be naked on your property.
I don't believe that. There's no way.
It's 100% true. He hasn't been arrested
what
yet.
What if I did that today at my house?
Well, that's not Florida now, is it? You go try and see if there's a law, and then go outside naked and let me know how that goes.
My poor, unfortunate neighbors.
But anyway, he's still out on the loose, just walking around naked. But I did read this thing about pianists and where they like to go out on vacation. Do you hear about this?
No.
They like to go to the Florida Keys.
Oh, my goodness. That's awful.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We have Justin Moore tickets. He's in South Haven, the Lander Center, 1 week from today. If you want to be there, we have multiple pairs of tickets to give away this morning.
Boom,
so
look at that.
We'll be doing that as we go throughout the show. So, Justin Moore fans, be on standby for your chance to win with KFine.
Well, yesterday, I think I pulled a U, went to the dentist.
Oh, I've been there so much.
Yeah, I felt like you were living at the dentist for a minute. And like, so, yesterday.
I'm actually going back next week.
Hey, look at that.
I feel like Dr. Joe Spades owes me, like, a Christmas present.
That's, wow.
Heck, I've supplied Christmas for his family.
For the next 5 years. But yesterday, I just had to do like the 6 month checkup, you know, get my teeth looked at and all that kind of stuff. And I always enjoy going to the dentist because it's like everybody knows me up there. They've known me for years. It's like my.
Well, it's because you're famous.
I don't know about that. It's my family dentist. And the lady cleaning my teeth is like, hey, I listen to you every morning. Yada, yada, yada. I listen to you on all kinds of different things. And
is this just, Wiener Dentist?
Wiener Dentist? No.
Yeah.
No, this is not a Wiener Dentist.
Okay, I didn't know that. Hang on, let me set the setting for you.
That's basically what we had going on.
All right, so you're at the dentist.
But you know. Oh, we didn't have anything like that going on.
Oh, this is the last few
a
months
power
of my
drill?
Life.
Gee, what kind of work is this guy having going on?
Is that not normal? Because that's been the last couple of times.
I just got my teeth cleaned.
Okay.
I didn't have a drill in there. Right. But, you know, the most awkward thing about going to a dentist is trying to talk back to the dentist and trying to talk to the lady or whoever is cleaning your teeth.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, like, we had a long, lengthy conversation about radio and kids and my engagement and buying a house. We got really in-depth. I felt
she
like it was almost a
lot.
Therapy session, you know?
So you're laying there.
Yeah.
And were you numb or were you not numbed at all?
No, I wasn't numbed at all. It was just like a simple, we're going to clean your teeth up and stuff like that. So she had, like, you know when they get the little pick-looking thing?
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, scrape your teeth. And so she's asking me questions, and I'm trying to answer, and I feel like I'm about to get poked in the mouth because, you know, she's about to go back in there and get back to work.
Could you have that job? Could you do that?
I've thought about it. Absolutely not.
I don't think I could either.
I would rather work in sewage all day, honestly.
No way.
Than work in someone's mouth.
I'm weird about it, too. And like, because...
It's strange.
It is weird.
When you look over at the wall sometimes, and they have like, this is why you don't need to smoke or brush your... This is why you need to brush your teeth. And it's like, this is what it looks like now, and here's what it could look like later. And I'm like, they work on those later teeth. And that's awful. That's terrible. I can't imagine the kind of... smells.
Stop it. That's disgusting. It's too early for that.
Truthful.
I'm going to take this pen. Okay. I'm handing a pen to David. Put that in your mouth.
You mean to put this pen?
I just want to hear what the conversation would sound like.
I don't know where this has been. Can I put my finger in my mouth? I'd rather put my finger than this pen.
No, put that pen.
I'm not putting a pen in my mouth.
Why would you put your finger in your mouth? What are you, a child?
This is what it sounds like.
What are you, a toddler?
This is... The pen has been sitting around. I don't know where this
has been. That pen is clean. I
sterilized
it.
I know where my hand has been.
Right, I've used a pen. Never mind. This is maybe a bad idea.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And I have one question for you, David the Barrel Boy.
What's that?
Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today, Thursday, September the 20th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Jamie Hicks from Wynn, who celebrates today. Christy Smith of Jonesboro. Rena Eskew, also from Jonesboro, celebrates today. Chrissy Harrison, happy birthday. Paige Ferguson of Truman is celebrating. Jeanette Pickens, happy birthday. Nelson Woodard of Wynn has a birthday today. Mandy Hammett from Jonesboro. Brett Mize from Wynn. Ellie Baldridge, 7 years old today, so happy birthday, Ellie. Megan Bates of Smithville celebrates a birthday today. And Josh Johnson of Jonesboro celebrates a birthday today, so a special happy birthday goes out right there.
Happy birthday, my man.
And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
The former winner of American Idol, Phillip Phillips, is turning 28 years old today.
Yeah, how about this one?
Just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
Happy birthday, Phillip Phillips.
All right, John Bernthal is 42 years old. Now, this is the dude on the new Punisher show, Frank Castle, and he was also Shane on The Walking Dead before that.
Yeah.
That is one bad dude on TV, man.
Dude, he is legit.
Gunnar and Matthew Nelson, they're 51 years old today.
Oh, they were in the band Nelson.
That's it.
I can't live without your love and affection.
I like these guys. They had long blonde hair.
Is that who you were trying to mimic back in the day?
Maybe a little bit when I look back on it. They were the sons of Ricky Nelson and the grandkids of Ozzy and Harriet.
Wow.
Do you remember Ozzy and Harriet? You ever heard of that?
Not really.
Okay.
The only Ozzy I know is Ozzy Osbourne.
Sharon!
Kristen Johnson's 51 years old today. She's on TV Land's The X's. She plays Holly on that. But I know you like her a lot from her role in Austin Powers. Her first name on there is Ivana.
Ivana, okay.
And I'm just going to leave it at that.
Thank you.
George R.R. Martin is 70 years old. He is the author of the Game of Thrones series. And Nuno Bettencourt is 52. He is the guitarist in Extreme.
Yeah.
More than words.
Takes you back.
Is all you have to do to make it real. Then you wouldn't have to say.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Paige Ferguson, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so we told you that Justin Moore is going to be in South Haven 1 week from today, and we told you that we had free tickets to give away, and I'm thinking, David, at this point in the morning, it's 7:23. I think we give away free Justin Moore tickets right now.
Why not make somebody's day right now as we kick off the morning?
Justin Moore in South Haven 1 week from today.
Here in small town USA.
935K finds our number.
Give me a Saturday night, my baby, by my side. A little Hank Jr. and a six-pack of light.
David's looking these tickets up. And you say they look like great seats, right?
We're talking lower bowl. You're right outside the pit area, dude. Right off the right side of the stage. You're right there in the middle of the action. These are good seats.
Justin Moore tickets.
You look like I need a drink right now.
Who wants them?
You look like
it looks like a lot of people do, according to the phone lines. Again, that show is 1 week from today. We'll take caller number 7 right now. 870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the KFINE studios. 870-935-5346.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
727 in KFINE country. Justin Moore, 1 week from today, South Haven, the Lander Center, lower level tickets. We're making a winner right now. And I'm telling you, the phone lines just exploded.
As soon as we said Justin Moore, they blew up.
870-935-KFINE is your direct line to the KFINE studios. 870-935-5346. Let's go ahead and go to the phones. We're looking for caller number 7. You ready to try this?
Let's do it.
Hey, good morning, KFINE. Who's this?
Danielle Collins.
Danielle Collins, where are you from?
I'm from Black Rock.
And what are you doing right now, right this very second this morning?
I am driving my daughter to school and going to work.
All right, so shout out to your daughter. What's her name?
Her name is Braylee Ann.
And what school does she go to?
She goes to Walnut Ridge Head Start.
And would you like to shout out your workplace?
Actually, Walnut Ridge Head Start.
Hey, there you go.
There you go.
All works out for you. Well, we have some kind of good news.
Okay.
We have concert tickets to give away. Justin Moore, 1 week from today, Lander Center, South Haven. We're looking for caller number 7. And guess what?
Yes.
You are caller number 7!
Yay!
On your way to work this morning, and you just won free tickets to go see Justin Moore.
Awesome.
Yell out the station, hooking you up with those free tickets.
107.9 KFINE.
Thank you for listening, and guess what? We have more of those tickets to give away as we go throughout the morning today.
It's not over yet.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
KFINE.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I think it goes without saying, I'm a little bit of a Carrie Underwood fan.
Just a tad bit.
So there's a couple of big Carrie Underwood stories that are going on right now. Number one, she's been announced as a performer at the American Music Awards.
Dang.
So that's coming up October the 9th. It's going to be on ABC, 7 o'clock our time. But when you think about this, y'all, she is going to be pretty pregnant.
Yeah, she will be. I didn't even think about it like that.
Yeah, so that could be a fun performance to watch just to see what she's able to do.
Right.
You know, because she's showing, we saw those pictures from Disneyland or Disney World, and she's showing pretty big. So.
Yeah.
She also was talking to Ellen DeGeneres, and she says that they do know the sex of the baby, but they don't want to reveal that just yet.
I wonder why that is.
So will Isaiah have a baby brother or a baby sister? Carrie and Mike know, but we don't know just yet. And if you haven't checked out Carrie's new song, Love Wins, man, it's strong.
I believe you and me are sisters and brothers, and I believe we're made to be here for each other, and we'll never fall if we walk hand in hand. Put a world that seems broken together again. Yeah, I believe in the end, love wins.
That is a really, really good song. And one of those anthem-type songs that Carrie can pull off so well. So, yeah. Carrie Underwood there.
Well, you talk about new music. When the news came across my desk that this one certain artist was coming out with a new single on Monday, I thought, golly, I've got to hear this song. Billy Currington is dropping some new music for us. Now, I saw this guy in concert a couple of years ago at Riverfest. He sounds exactly like he does on the album in concert live. He's amazing. And he has a new song that's coming out on Monday, but I actually kind of got a sneak peek for us.
We're not supposed to play it early if
it's only a sneak peek. No one is going to even know. But we're going to play it right now. It's called Bring It On Over from Billy Currington.
When you say you need me and you just got to see me,
Ooh, I like it.
That's a good song, man.
Put that on today.
Well, it's up on the blog right now.
No, it can't be on the blog.
Well, I put it there anyway. You know what? I don't care. Go check out Billy Currington's newest Bring It On Over on the BBITM blog on kfin.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the Northeast Arkansas District Fair is going on, and tonight's going to be armband night, $15, ride all the rides you want to ride. So it's going to be a fun night.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. People go out there and they come from all over. And that's what I noticed last night at the fair, because my family decided to go to the fair last night. And it was kind of a last minute deal. My wife woke up sick, and then we were invited to go with some friends, and all of a sudden she wasn't sick anymore.
It sounds like when you're like 7 and you are sick enough to where you can't go to school on Friday, but on Saturday with that birthday party going on, oh, no, I'm fine.
Dude, 100%. So here's what happens with me. So in my mind, we're not going to the fair. We might go, so yesterday I kind of had thought, okay, it's going to be kind of a chill Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then she throws it upon me like later on in the day, like, hey, we're going to go to the fair. We're going to meet our friends and blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, okay. I like to have time to process because it's hot and it's like I got to plan the rest of my day and all that stuff.
Right.
So I go there and I'm like, oh, a little bit aggravated, right? Because I thought we were going a different day. But then I got to the fair. And I think there's something that happens to people where you get there and you smell all the foods and you see all the stuff and the lights and the rides, where I became a kid and I was laughing and we were riding rides. And I told my wife and my son on the way there, I'm not in the mood to ride rides. You're not going to ride rides.
Yeah, don't bother me about rides, kids. I'm not doing that stuff.
I've never ridden rides my entire life. I'm scared of heights. I'm scared of everything, basically. But I was scared of heights like my whole life.
Right.
And then, for whatever reason, the last 2 or 3 years, Kai has convinced me, because I love my kid, and he's like, Daddy, will you ride this one with me? So I made the mistake on a couple of rides of not watching them before they operated. And there's one ride called the Hurricane, which looked, when I saw it from far away, like it just kind of raises you up and spins you around like you're an airplane.
Right, okay.
But it doesn't go upside down, and it didn't appear to me to go too fast. Until I got on the ride. So then this ride lifts you up, and I'm like, okay, that's not that bad. We're not that high. And then I hear the hydraulics kick in. And this thing goes wham and swings us up. I'm like, okay, I can do this. I can do this. Don't be scared. You're riding with your child.
Were you saying that out loud?
No, but
I can do this. I can do this.
Oh my gosh. But then here's what happens. This is what makes it even worse, because you get up there pretty high and you can see like high above the fair. And then the next thing that happens is you hear the hydraulics drop.
Oh. Whoosh,
and it brings you back down. I'm like, oh, the ride's over. Whoosh. And you're back up in the air. And it was happening over and over while I was spinning around in circles. And I'm like, I had my grip on that thing. I thought I was going to break the ride.
Dude, that kind of stuff, I can't handle it. Rides for me, man. God, I can't do it.
And then it was like we got on the Moby Dick, right? And that's the thing that kind of like you sit there and you're sitting straight and you keep going in circles over and over, right?
Right.
And there was a friend of mine who was like, hey, man, you want to ride this? I'm like, do not give me extra time on this ride whatsoever. Do not give me extra time. Because once I make it through there, it's kind of like I'm just happy to know that I made it.
Exactly. That's the whole thing.
We rode the, what do you call that one ride? It's like the spinny thing. I guess they all spin.
Is it the Area 51?
I didn't ride that one.
That one freaks me out.
Oh, is that the one that's enclosed?
Yeah, because you can't see anything going on. That one freaks me out.
And you slide up the wall?
Yeah, I don't like the thought of that.
There's another deal that kind of pushes you up against the wall that, I'm never going to get on a ride if I don't watch the whole thing. But it doesn't have a top on it.
I know what you're talking about.
And it spins really fast. So I thought, that doesn't look so bad. But then I saw, the next thing I know, it was up there at like, a 45-degree angle.
Mm-mm.
I was like, I can't do it.
That one scares me looking at it.
So I ended up, I rode so many rides, the pirate ship, which you don't think is that scary. It's like, what are they yelling about? Stop being a wimp. And then I get up there on it, and I feel my booty come off the seat a little bit, and I'm like,
Is that the one where it kind of goes up, and then it comes back down, and it's just like a big swing
almost?
But
it doesn't look that bad until you're on it.
Oh, they all look that way.
So in hindsight, it was so much fun, and we were laughing and all of that, but I was a little bit white-knuckling most of the time.
Dude, the time you coerced me into riding all those rides, you remember that a couple of years ago at the fair?
Because you were scared of heights.
I was scared to death, and I think I lost like 20 pounds in sweat. Dude.
Did you ride that Superman-looking thing with me? I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, because
I think I saw the cliffhanger.
It was weird because I was behind you on that one.
Oh, great view.
And I saw your
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Watched your butt the whole time.
Well, that's good.
That was an awkward view.
You're welcome. You should have paid extra.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
Anyway, the fair was a lot of fun. I encourage you to get out there, enjoy the Midway, enjoy the food out there. Of course, the JCs have an awesome snack shack on the inside. Great exhibits inside as well. So it was fun. If you haven't gone yet, go do that. Armband night tonight at the Northeast Arkansas District Fair.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I posted some photos from the fair last night if you want to check them out Instagram and Twitter, Brandon on KFIN. And thanks to people who gave me tickets. As they were leaving, like, you want some tickets? I'm like, yeah.
Well, dang, that's nice of them.
So I gave away tickets at the end as well.
Oh, look at you.
Look at that.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Do you ever have a weird thing about eating at work? You ever eat at work?
Man, it's tough to eat here because people are ridiculous.
Yeah.
And they follow you to your office and they sit there and watch you eat.
Yeah, that strange thing of, oh, that smells good. What you got? And I'm like, can I just have like 5 minutes just to eat this?
Right.
That's all I want.
You can be like in my office upstairs. You have to go totally out of your way to get to my office.
Yeah.
And so I've thought about locking the door while I'm in there, but then I think that's kind of weird if I have my door locked.
At work in the middle of the day?
Yeah, and I'm in there.
What you doing in there?
And people would still talk to me through the door. It's like talking to somebody through the stall door at the bathroom.
Do you do that?
No.
I was about to say.
I will not.
Well, I have a cubicle, so it makes it even worse. And for whatever reason, I'm stuck in the sales building over there with everybody who's quote-unquote working.
Right, well, anyway, we don't want you over here.
Exactly. I don't know where to go.
Go to the truck.
The island of the lost toys. That's what I feel like. Anyway, so I'm sitting over there yesterday, and I'm thinking, like, what do I want for lunch today? And I'm like, ooh, you know those burritos you can get that are a little bit smothered in that sauce and the sour cream and the cheese, and they got the beef or the chicken inside, and then they have the lettuce and the tomato.
Are you building your own burrito?
Kind of, sort of, but, dude, those kind of burritos just, like, are so good, and there are those days where you just crave them, and yesterday was one of those days, right? But I talked myself out of it.
Why would you do that? If it sounds good, why don't you just go do that?
Because eating a big burrito like that at work
is that weird. Bad?
It's weird.
What is okay to eat at work to you?
I think if you do something very simple, like a sandwich, like if you bring one from home or you go to like a Subway or something like that and you bring a sandwich in, that's okay.
Sandwich, fine.
Or if you go to like a burger place and you bring one of those back, it's okay.
Burger, fine.
But honestly, and here's my honest truth, if it's something you need a fork with, you don't need to bring it to work because it is too much effort and people will see you eating.
No, but with a burrito, shouldn't you be able just to pick it up?
Well, not like a big smothered burrito unless you want like a big dirty hand. Oh, okay.
So it's totally smothered on the outside.
Yes.
So if you have to eat it with a fork, don't bring it to work.
I think that should be a new policy.
So salad, off limits because it has to be eaten with a fork.
Maybe a salad is okay.
What about soup?
Maybe soup is okay.
What about tuna fish out of the can?
Okay, tuna fish, you should not be eating that at work because it stinks.
We had a coworker who worked here who would do that. And you couldn't tell if like somebody was feeding a cat or
oh my god,
they opened the can.
That's
of tuna
so
fish.
Bad, dude. What are you thinking if you're bringing tuna? Your breath is gonna be awful after that too.
Oh, you're so worried about that all the time too.
Yeah, that's another thing. I have to be careful. There's I love like peppers and onions and stuff like that, like the grilled kind. I don't eat those because I'm afraid my breath is gonna be awful after
you're
that.
Way over analyzing food. I think if you wanted to bring a burrito back, you should have brought a burrito back.
But now people, they've heard this now. Well, now they're going to be thinking, oh, nice burrito there, Dave.
I mean, you don't mind eating a banana in two bites in here with Kelly and I.
It is not two bites.
Dude, it's the quickest banana eating I've ever seen in my life.
It is not two bites.
Your banana eating is probably a skill that most people would not have.
I don't know how to take that.
I'm just saying. Anyway, burritos are fine, I think, to eat at work. Or how about this, David? Why don't you eat in the restaurant where everybody else is eating?
I don't want to eat by myself.
Oh, my God.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon. It's David. Thanks for having us on. And get ready for A-State football coming up on Saturday. We're going to be out there tailgating.
Yeah, we will. 2 o'clock again.
So we'll be out there early inviting you guys to come hang with us in the K-Fine tailgate area.
Hey, did you see what day it is today?
What is today, David?
Okay, so you have a lot of things going on because it's like pepperoni pizza day.
Yeah.
And I think it's like string cheese day or something like that. But it's also Arr Matey Pirate Day. Talk like a pirate day. Arr Matey.
I don't think that
Brendan, it's time for you to walk the plank because it's Talked Like a Pirate Day.
No, you're actually embarrassing
yourself. I got me peg leg over here, Brendan. I'm walking on my peg leg.
That could be offensive, David. You don't need to do that.
Give me my eye patch. I need to wear it. David, give me my parrot.
You're making a fool of yourself.
I'm not making a fool of myself. Matey, it's time for you to walk the plank.
No, you're making a fool of yourself.
How am I making a fool of myself?
How, matey?
That was yesterday. National Talk Like a Pirate Day was yesterday, not today.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. Wow.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
How would you like to win $1,000 for playing some Bag-O?
Dude, I love playing Bag-O. And to win $1,000 on top of it, come on now.
So some people call Bag-O cornhole, and we're doing this cornhole classic. It's going to be October the 20th, where you have the chance, you and your partner, your team, has a chance to win $1,000.
Yeah, and it's all happening at the Shop Local Park, which is all new, next to Gamble Home, inside the Farville Curve. Food trucks on standby all day long. A portion of the proceeds go into Rivers of Recovery, a program in Northeast Arkansas helping out veterans. And $1,000 goes to first place.
And second place is $500.
Third and fourth get $250.
Yeah, and you're going out there to have a good time too. And I actually drove right past the Shop Local Park. And they have done a great job. That thing looks awesome.
That is a cool spot. Something brand new to Jonesboro that we've never seen before. And if you want to sign up, get a team going right now, you can do so at KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got you gossip.
And we got you gossip on the Super Bowl halftime show, which is usually arguably bigger than the game itself.
Oh, yeah.
But we now know who will be performing. And Brandon, when I saw the news, I was jumping up and down. I was excited. And I know all the ladies nationwide, worldwide, are excited about this one too. Uh-huh. Maroon 5 will be performing.
That's going to be big, y'all. Sugar. So if I had to worry about my wife leaving me for one man, it would be Adam Levine, I'm afraid.
That's pretty classic. But your girl Cardi B is going to be out there too.
Oh, they have to do Girls Like You.
I need a girl like you, yeah.
I love that song.
I'll start following that. Maroon 5 cover band.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun though? That's big, the Super Bowl. Hey, got your gossip on the Kardashians. Number one, the story is that Khloe Kardashian is moving back to Cleveland from Los Angeles. So the whole cheating thing with Tristan Thompson, who's a basketball player for the Cavs, it looks like they're okay now, and she's ready to move back to Cleveland.
Man.
There's also a story on Kim Kardashian where evidently Kanye West has gone back to his hometown of Chicago and bought property there, like a house that they can live in. But Kim doesn't want to leave Los Angeles. So the story is, and all the speculation is that Kanye is going to have this house and he's going to be going there and staying for times, you know, and they're wondering if they're going to live apart throughout the year at different times because she doesn't want to live in Chicago.
It does make you wonder, but celebrities, they always own these different properties. I mean, Taylor Swift has properties that are in Nashville and Rhode Island and New York, and they have all those different places. But that does make me wonder a little bit. I wonder if Kanye wants to stay there permanently. That's like his permanent home and stay there 8 months out of the year. I don't know.
It's a wild story, though, because it looks like they're going to be living apart maybe in the future.
And we got you gossip on Avril Lavigne.
What's that?
Now she used to play her music down the hall all the time, and she was red hot for a number of years with songs like this.
That song was massive.
Did you used to sing that one at the clubs?
I did, quite often. That's weird.
But what's cool about Avril Lavigne today, she has her first new song out in 5 years, and it kind of details her battle a little bit with Lyme disease. She nearly died from it and thought, man, if I can just keep my head above water. She said that to herself.
Right.
Lyrics started flowing into her head, and before you know it, she's putting those lyrics down on paper, typing them out on a computer, making the chords for the music, and she has this new one out called Head Above Water from Avril Lavigne. Check it out.
God keep my head above water. Don't let me drown. It gets harder. I'll meet you there at the altar as I fall down to my knees. Don't let me drown, drown, drown. Don't let me drown. So pull me up from down below.
relate to people in different phases of their life. It doesn't have to be Lyme disease. It's like when you feel like you need help.
Absolutely.
You know, when you feel like life is making you feel like you're drowning.
Yep.
That's pretty crazy.
That is a good song. We have it up right now on the BBITN blog on kfin.com. KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
What have you been watching over there, dude? You've been stuck on the computer screen for 15 minutes. That's not very appropriate at work.
No, it doesn't matter right now as much.
Okay, now you're making it weird.
No, I'm not watching anything bad like that.
Well, what is it? Can't you tell me? I thought we were friends.
Well, it sounds dumb, though. Like, if I say it out loud, it sounds dumb.
Well, I mean, is it like an old wrestling clip? Is it something from football, maybe? I mean,
it's a clip from 2 days ago.
Okay, so...
I was on the news 2 days ago.
You were on the news?
Yeah, they came in and I was on the news.
Wait, time out. What? Slow down.
And I wanted to see what it looked like.
You're not watching yourself over there, are you?
Have you been watching
yourself for the past 15 minutes?
Not the whole time, but I did. I mean, you're supposed to know what you look like.
Dude, and you know what's weird about this?
What?
You had no sound on, so it's like you were just...
Oh, I didn't worry about my words.
You were watching yourself on mute.
Because I don't know why. Here's the thing. I'll give a little bit of truth, and maybe you understand this, maybe you don't. Like, I can do this show, and we can be on location in front of people, and it's just like, it's just what we do.
Right.
It's what we're wired for, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, that's what we do. We enjoy this, blah, blah, blah. So I can go out to A-State like I'll do this weekend, host football, 30,000 people in the stands, and I'll be, you know, especially now, more comfortable than when I started.
Right.
But like, I don't know, I'm in the environment, right? Like, and you're in there, and it's loud, and it's crazy, so you get amped up, and you're ready to go, and you perform big.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the camera, welcome to Red Wolves football.
Yeah.
A little bit like wrestling. But there's something different about somebody coming in, and it's just two people in a room. It was myself and Simone Jameson from KJNB.
Okay.
And she's like, hey, we want to do this story. And they came in and they put the camera right here behind me. The camera was no more than an arm's length away. And that stresses me out like nothing, man. Because I like to be able to control every image, everything that comes out on me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And there's a lot of people. That's the reason, I mean, most girls are like that.
Yeah, because you're like a girl. You're just like a girl. When it comes to posting anything,
so I was worried about what that would look like. I wanted this because I, you know how you like you try to sit up different and you want to kind of suck in a little bit and you want to look the right way.
You don't have to demonstrate now for me.
So it made me a little bit nervous to the point where I told our general manager that I didn't think I was the guy to do that.
Are you being serious?
And he's like, you are the morning guy on the radio station.
But, I mean, clearly it was okay because you're still watching it. I think, is it still playing?
No, it's not.
It's still playing now.
You can't hear
it. You tried to hide that, but it's still playing. I can see your face.
You can go and check out KJNB on their Facebook, on their website, KJNBTV as well. If you want to see me and see if you approve of what I wore, because I had to go home and change.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
I don't know, I put my necklace on and my watch.
Oh my
and I changed.
Gosh. I always know something big is going on. We got the watch on.
And I trimmed my what little facial hair I can grow.
So you did all this in the middle of the day?
Oh, yeah. She was going to be here at like 1:30. At 1 o'clock, I was at home going, oh, gosh.
No, you weren't.
I promise.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So if you could only have one topping on your pizza, it's a one-topping pizza, what is the topping?
Cheese.
Thank you, David. See... Most people would probably say, if they only got one topping, it seems like most of America would choose pepperoni.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying now. I just love cheese pizza. How about extra sauce?
No, nobody gets extra sauce, do they?
I do. Dude,
do you pay for it?
I don't know if you pay for it.
I bet you do. I bet it's 25 cents or maybe even 50.
Dang, that's pricey for extra sauce.
Well, because everything's measured out.
Okay, but I do, dude. There's something good
you
about
it. You do, like dude. Did you clean it up?
I don't even know where to go after that.
Anyway, today's National Pepperoni Pizza Day. Go eat a slice or two if you want.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so Carrie Underwood, she told Ellen DeGeneres that she and Mike Fisher already know the sex of their baby.
Oh.
But they're not revealing it yet. They don't want the world to know just yet.
I wonder what that is.
I don't know. So will baby Isaiah have a baby brother or a baby sister? Carrie knows, but we don't know. What we do know about Carrie is she's headed to the 2018 American Music Awards. That's going to be happening in L.A. October the 9th. And y'all, I mean, she's pretty pregnant. She's out there.
Yeah.
We've seen the pictures and stuff like that. She'll be performing very pregnant at the AMAs.
That's crazy, isn't it?
And fingers crossed that she'll be doing her new song called Love Wins. Carrie Underwood fan, you guys know that, but I'm telling you, that song is one of the best, if not the best ones that she's ever put out.
I agree. And talking of new music, Billy Currington has a new song out. Now, officially, it's going to drop on Monday.
Gotcha.
But I might have a couple of sources here and there in the music industry that sneaked it over to me. Now,
really?
What we have right here that we can play for you right now is just a preview. It's called Bring It On Over from Billy Currington. Here's what it sounds like.
When you say just got to see me, and all you want is me right now. Oh, baby, just wait a minute. If you're in the best, stay in it. I'm about to dive on in it. Got to get you closer. I'm about to bring it on over. Up in them satin sheets.
A little bit different than turnip greens, right?
Dude. I love it. And I love where country music is right now.
I love it too. And if you want to check out the full song, you can right now on the BBITN blog on kfin.com. KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, on TV tonight, the NFL is back. It's a thrilling edition of Thursday Night Football at 7:20 on the NFL Network. It's the Cleveland Browns. Can I say the winless Cleveland Browns?
Go ahead.
The winless Cleveland Browns hosting the New York Jets.
But dude, like legit, if the Browns can win, like don't you almost root for them at this point?
Okay, there's two thought processes for me. Number one, you want to see them either go 0-16 again, which is a really bad thought.
That's awful.
They can't go 0-16. They'd at least go 0-15-1.
Right.
Because of the tie.
Still no wins.
Yeah. Or you want them to win desperately. So I can see this as must-watch TV for a lot of people because they want the Browns to win. They haven't won since December of 2016.
I want them to win.
Yeah, I'm kind of pulling for them too. And they're actually favorites tonight, which is kind of hard to believe.
That's classic.
Yeah. But that's on TV tonight. Big Brother is also on. We're getting close to the very end of that show, 8 o'clock on CBS. And that pretty much wraps up TV for tonight.
All right, y'all have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.